Welcome to the Undersong, and I've got to say, I am a bit rusty. I haven't recorded an episode in a few weeks. The episode you listened to last week of The View from the Afternoon by the Arctic Monkeys, obviously, was recorded a few weeks back, and I think everybody can relate to it when I say it's been a bit hard to focus during the quarantine. How are you guys doing? My name is Andrew, in case this is the first time you're listening to the Undersong. This is my podcast about music. I basically pick out a few tracks that I really like, and I tell stories about it. And I feel like I want to talk a bit more about my traveling. In case you don't know, I am a nomad, so I'm always moving to different countries. Usually I live in a country for 3 to 5 weeks before moving on. As it turns out, I came to Lebanon about 5 weeks ago, planning to stay here for a month and then continue on my Middle Eastern tour, and I ended up stuck in Lebanon. I'm not going to use the word stuck, that's a strong word. I'm going to use stranded. I ended up stranded in Beirut in Lebanon, which, you know, there's worse place that you could be stranded in. But yeah, I've been here for nearly six weeks now. You know, I'm learning the language. Maybe I'll find a job. You know, in a couple of years, I'll still be here and people will ask me, how did you end up moving to Lebanon? And I'll be like, yeah, I came for a holiday and I couldn't leave. So you probably came from my Instagram. I know that my podcast is quite new, so usually listeners come from my Instagram posts. And if you did come from Instagram, you will have seen the parody that I did for this week's track. So you probably know already what the track is, but I'm going to play anyway in case you just landed here out of nowhere. Here is this week's track. Obviously, this week's tracks is The Black Keys' Lonely Boy. I forgot the name of the song there for a minute. I'm sure you've heard it before. If you haven't, go check it out. I can't play the songs in like full here because of copyrights, which is a shame. But I'm going to be playing other parts of the song in different versions. So I have a really cool jazz version. Well, the Black Keys played with a jazz band when they performed at the Grammys. Speaking of which, this song has won 2 Grammys, and actually, this was in 2013. The song was released in 2011, and then it ended up at the Grammys in 2 years later. Go figure. But it won Best Rock Performance and Best Rock Song, and it was nominated for Record of the Year, which in the Grammys means Song of the Year, which is quite impressive for a rock band. And actually, Dan Auerbach, I can never say his name, is it? Dan Auerbach? Sorry, Dan. You won. He came out of the Grammys with the most awards that night. He won 5 awards because he's also a producer, so he won a few awards for some records that he produced. It's quite impressive, isn't it? I think of the Grammys as something quite pop oriented. Am I wrong? I don't really follow it, if I'm honest. So yeah, as I said, that night they also performed "Lonely Boy" with a jazz band and a guy called Dr. John, which is apparently a really acclaimed American musician. Sorry, Doctor, I don't really know you. But you did a good job with the Black Keys. Listen to this version. I'm going to play in full because I'm bald and I'm sure that whoever posted this on YouTube is not going to go after me. But you will find the links to anything that I play on this episode or any episode in the description of the episode in whichever platform you're listening to. In case it's not there for some reason, just go on my Instagram at Andrea Leonel. It's like Lionel Richie, but with an E, Leonel. Underline, there's an underline. So it's at Andrea Leonel underline on Instagram. But anyway, let's go get to it. Full version of Lonely Boy live at the Grammys in 2013 with a jazz band, which I'm going to figure out the name while I play the song to you, and Dr. John.
Thank you.
name of the band is The Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Is a jazz band from New Orleans. There you go. Good job, guys. So the reason why I chose this song is because, as I said, I am in quarantine here in Beirut. I'm staying in a hostel / hotel by myself. I'm the only guest, a survivor. And I've been, like, 6 weeks, right? So you run out of things to watch and you run out of things to do. So I have made friends with all the cats in the neighborhood. I have named all of them. And I have watched everything there is to watch on YouTube and Netflix. So I was running out of things to do. And then there's this one video I really love. And if you haven't watched the video for Lonely Boy, hit pause. Go on YouTube, go on the search box and type Lonely Boy. Maybe type the Black Keys, because I know there's other songs called The Lonely Boy or Lonely Boy. But watch the video. Even better. No. Go to my Instagram at Andrea Leonel Underline and watch the parody I did of it. Because the video is basically one guy dancing in a very spontaneous and charming way, if I may say. It's impossible to describe it, but it's a single take, one shot, one guy dancing in a random, like, with a random background behind him. There's nothing special about it, but at the same time, it is so special. And I've always loved that video, and one of my dreams was to learn the moves to Lonely Boy. And, you know, I can never justify spending the time to do it, because it's really hard when you're trying to learn the moves of someone who is improvising, because there's all like his little quirks and things. And I wanted to do it as close as possible to the original. But now I had no excuse. Like, I found the perfect time to learn the choreography to Lonely Boy. If you've watched the video, you're gonna love the gentleman that is in the video. It's only him, so you can't miss him. And he's actually become he's my number three favorite person. Basically, I've got this rank, and I think in my head, if there's ever like the Andrea Leonel Awards, these are the people I'm gonna give the awards to, right? So number one in my rank is Chris Martin, just because every time that man smiles, a lost child in a supermarket finds their parents. It's like that man's smile is something else. I do like Coldplay as well, but it's not like I have a crush on him and I want him to marry me or something. It's more than that, you know. The Andrea Awards is like the ranking of people who I am most grateful for being on this earth. That sounds very deep, but it is a deep ranking. It's so deep that the number two position in that rank is absolutely anybody who works at a Pilpil. You only know Pilpil if you've been to London or if you live in London. It's the best falafel restaurant in the entire universe, and I am in Lebanon. They know their falafels, and I haven't tried any falafels, but that's because we're in quarantine. The restaurants are closed, so but I am sure that Pilpil's falafel is better than any falafel in Lebanon or anywhere else. But so you've got Chris Martin on the top ranking. The second ranking is anybody who works at Pilpil. And then you've got this guy, whose name is Derek T. Tuggle, which is the man dancing in the Lonely Boy video. So the story about how, because that video was actually a plan B. Basically, they had cast like over like 40 people to do like this whole storyline, and Derek was only supposed to be in one scene where he handed like keys to a motel room to the band members or something like that. So basically, they had a director, they had the whole cast and a script, and like spent loads of money, took days to shoot this video. And then a couple of weeks later, he gets an edit, like the first draft of what the video would be like, and he was shit. So he sent it back, and then they got another edit, I don't know, a week later, and it was still crap. And then they remembered that they'd seen Derek dancing, and they had asked him to do a dance shot for them, a dance scene. And Dan said, what about that guy, you know, the extra who had that one dance scene? And that's the video. So basically, he says to Sydney Morning Herald, it was the most expensive single shot ever recorded. I really hope he's doing well after that video, because he became quite famous. The video went viral. It got like 400,000 views in 24 hours. Obviously, now it's got over... Let me check how many views it's got right now. Let's see. 116 million views. And learning his moves was absolutely... It's very hard, guys, because he's not choreographed. He's just like improvising, and it's very hard to know when he claps and stuff. But I think I did a good job. You let me know. And basically, he says he's inspired... Well, his dance in the video is inspired by John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever in Pulp Fiction, the Carlton Banks dance from The Fresh Prince, and a little bit of Michael Jackson. Just a little bit. Yeah, I did feel that, Derek. It was hard learning your moves, but well done. You did a good job there. This was Lonely Boy Live at the Isle of Wight in 2014. Festivals, remember those golden days that we had festivals. Are you guys planning, like, did you guys buy any tickets for any festivals? I've got tickets for 3 festivals. I've got tickets for Bilbao, Sziget, I can never say the name of that festival. You know, the one in Hungary, the big one. And I've got tickets for In Music. It's a smaller festival in Croatia. And surprisingly, they're all still going ahead. I am recording this episode on the 15th of April, and they're still all going ahead. I don't know what the news are going to be next week when I record the next episode. But yeah, it's still looking like it's going to happen. Anyway, when I listen to... When there's like a track I really like, I don't know if you guys do this as well, I like to know what inspired the band, like what music inspires them, even if it's like a good album. Now I want to know what they were listening to at the time that they recorded that album. And by doing that, I came across this track, which in an interview to Rolling Stone, the band, the Black Keys, said it was the inspiration behind Lonely Boy. And you can definitely tell when I play it to you right now. The track's called Train Kept a Rolling, and it's by Johnny Burnett. It's like an old rockabilly track. Have a look. I met a dame. She was a hipster and a real young dame. She was pretty from New York City, and we trucked on down that old fair lane with a heave and a hoe. Well, I just couldn't let her go. Get along, treat the little woman, get along. Better be up when you're wet, you get along. Treat the little woman, get along. Better be up when you're wet, you with a heave. Nice, isn't it? So yeah, I guess this is the end of the episode. I don't have anything else to tell you about this brilliant song. Other than I have something else, I forgot. So this song is from the El Camino album, which came out in 2011, and is an album produced by Danger Mouse. And I'm only saying this because I want to link to another episode of The Under Song, which I analyzed a Danger Mouse song. Well, a song from his project with Karen O from the AAS. The song's called Woman. And if you go on the back catalog of episodes, the huge catalog of 5 episodes, you will find the episode I did on Woman. It's quite an interesting project that he's got with Karen O, and a really good album as well. I really recommend you listening to it. But as far as Lonely Boy and the Black Keys and this episode go, this is the end of the episode. I hope that I will find inspiration and focus to do another episode for next week. If not, maybe the week after. I will still be here in Lebanon. The lockdown and the borders are closed until the 26th of April. So so I'll still be here when I record the next episode. I don't have a song in mind yet, as I said. I'm playing it by ear and seeing if I feel focused or not, if I feel like everybody can relate to it. But do go on my Instagram at Andrea Leonel, like Lionel Richie, but with an E, underline. And give me suggestions of songs that you guys have been listening to this quarantine. Oh, I just want to remind you that all the links will be in the description. So all the versions of Lonely Boy will be there. All the interviews that I mentioned in this episode will also be there. So I will see you next week, maybe the week after. Stay healthy and stay sane, most importantly. And I'll see you next week.